is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, here on this unbelievably powerful EVRE20 Lead Slinger's microphone, the platinum microphone. And of course, all of this is being presented to the nation on nearing 250 radio stations. And I forget to mention sometimes, but also a couple hundred digital cable radio stations in cities across the country that gets a lot of play. The Facebook live stream, of course, and the podcast by X Insurance, all being brought to you by X Insurance, a superior AM Best A-rated insurance company that covers your concealed carry needs, your on-the-job carry needs, your businesses, regardless of what you do for a living, your business needs, etc. No more paying hundreds of dollars every year just to be added as an additional insured under someone else's policy that doesn't contain your name, and when you need it the most, might not be there for you. X Insurance writes you a policy, and they'll be there for you when your policy demands it. More about that later. What a remarkable week in America last week. Frightening, wasn't it? We're going to cover some of what happened today right here in this opening to give you a taste of how I feel. And I'm not real comfortable with what I saw in America this past week, honestly. And I'm not going to pull any punches for you as we chat about this today. But this is probably one of, if not the most frightening weeks in America that I can remember as an adult. I kid you not. This past week saw the confluence of several events that gave us a stark view, a shining stark view into the depths the socialists, former Democrat Party, will plunge this nation. For one, we became witness to what we've known all along. But it's always good when the other side confirms our views, right? In this case, the hatred, the sheer hatred that the left has for our Constitution is on full display by the left side of the aisle during the ACB hearings. I want you to think Dick Durbin bringing up Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot as an example of someone who hates the Constitution so much. She says, "I'm not an originalist. That document doesn't apply to me." And it didn't then. Unbelievable hatred. Second, how many more times do we as law-abiding Americans have to sit and watch other Americans on our side attacked by the left-wing punk mobs simply for supporting a sitting U.S. president? Once again, we witness Antifa, the PABs of Antifa. You can look that one up. I can't say it on the radio. Look it up. Dressed in black, attacking peaceful citizens, hundreds of them attacking a dozen or so Trump supporters on the West Coast who were doing nothing but protesting free speech being shot down by the left. More on that in just a moment. Well, for whatever this is worth, by the way, I'm about done with those punks. I think the rest of America is as well. Whatever they get in return, they've earned. I'm pretty sure that day is coming. Third, a fake news hateful mainstream Marxist media on full display this week when lefty cutesy Savannah Guthrie decides, like these elitist left-wing fraternity scumbags are wont to do, that because she's on some dopey morning TV show, that she's the one that's going to debate the president of the United States because she's an elitist. Two words that don't belong in the same sentence, news and personality. That's what happens. We see that display. But Savannah, Donald Trump made you look stupid. All at the exact same time, by the way, while what is sure to be one of the biggest investigative real news stories of this year, if not this decade, we await to see. The Biden family corruption, broke by the New York Post, wasn't even mentioned by left-wing Clinton crony partner in crime and operative, also masquerading as a news guy, George Stephanopoulos, as he was tossing softballs to Biden
and completely ignored the question. At the same time, Savannah was hammering Donald Trump. So let's wrap all this up in the fact that the previous debate monitor, Scully, was busted lying about his Twitter account being hacked, and he got chucked out by C-SPAN, at least for now, but he's done. He's finished. Then, only to find out that the next debate moderator, the very hateful NBC White House anti-Trumper, never-Trumper correspondent, Kristen Welker, who has a long, long list of family ties to the Socialist Party. For years on this program, I've made known my opinion here on these airwaves that social media and the internet, combined with a 24-hour-a-day news cycle peddling corrupt left-wing socialist, un-American propaganda, let's call it what it is doing irreparable harm to the psyche of this great country. And it is. In the span of one week, we've been witness to the left using all of their institutions to come after us, to come after you, to come after our children and our way of life. And the most egregious of all, tech giants, Facebook and Twitter, blatantly censoring the New York Post piece exposing the Biden family corruption. It's just incredible. Every day we are getting closer and closer to just being beyond words. Just when you think nothing else, something else. They give you something else. Two tech giants, Facebook and most notably in this case, Twitter, two platforms who have outgrown their roots, and in my estimation as the host of this show, must now be broken apart as monopolies under American antitrust laws. I think their reckoning is right around the corner. For years, I've described for you the ways in which the treasonous media and now bloated tech giants have manipulated the facts with unabashed left-wing socialist bias in two ways. One, simply lying about whatever it is they're telling you. That's fake news. Two, and the worst of all, the lie of omission. Intentionally not covering a legitimate story to keep you intentionally uninformed. In other words, you know, Hitler and Goebbels were very good at that. In other words, the news, quote unquote, is whatever the hell these treasonous companies want you to believe it is, whatever they want to tell you it is. They create the narrative. You remain clueless. In doing all of this, they've exposed their underbelly, and it's no longer a question of what they have in store for you, from packing the SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, to conform to their political ideology. We know that's coming. Adding a couple more states, D.C., Puerto Rico, and eliminating the Electoral College, meaning unless you live in New York or California, tough satellite radio moment word for you, all in a bid to attain absolute power and control over you and this nation forever. While you've heard all this throughout the week on other shows, here's a take from me on Armed American Radio that you haven't heard. We are now a nation standing on the precipice, and all of this going on while this radical socialist movement is engaged in an active attempt to disarm you. The other networks and the other pundits stop there. They don't go this far. We will. You need only see Biden's own website and read the Socialist Party platform. It's there for you to read in plain English. I've done it for you. Now ask yourself again the question I've been asking you to ask yourself. What is it about their agenda that requires you disarmed? The answer to that was on full display this week, all this past week. Absolute power, as we've seen throughout history, requires you helpless and disarmed. So listen very carefully, because history is now at our doorstep. As I said, we're now a nation standing at the precipice, and the enemies of American freedoms have effectively infiltrated every single corner of our nation, including one of our two political parties. The only thing standing in their way is a second Trump term. And frankly, I'm not sure a second Trump term will be enough. Consider it a Band-Aid, if we're lucky. But after we've witnessed this week, they have proven once again that they will simply never stop until, as I've mentioned before, they are stopped. But it's the one hope we have right now, Donald Trump, to peacefully rid this nation of the socialist cancer that she suffers from. And like cancer, unfortunately, you have every right to fear it, and every right to fear what is happening around it. I do. And while I know that freedom will always prevail, and it will, if this next four-year round of chemo doesn't work, or if it fails, and we find out that cancer has beaten the treatment, we're going to have no choice, just as in real life, to seek out other treatment options. The lineup tonight is gargantuan. Next segment, Alan Gottlieb with commentary and new court case. Second Amendment stepping up to the plate yet again. Followed in the second half of the hour for the second time on Armed American Radio, running in Florida's District 13. Republican candidate for U.S. House in her bid to unseat the sleazy chameleon Charlie Crist. Anna Paulina Luna will be here. And in hour two from Project Veritas, Ryan Hartwig, the Facebook whistleblower, followed by Breitbart's AWR Hawkins and a classic, classic third hour roundtable. We'll be right back with Alan Gottlieb. I want you to buckle down, buckle in, stay seated. This is going to be a wild ride. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues right after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Back to Mark Walters, indeed. Let's get rolling here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers mic. All of this being brought to you across the nation by X Insurance. Let's go right to my guest. It's a short segment. Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. My dear friend, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing very well, Mark. Thank you.
Comments on what I had to say, Alan. I'm nervous. I'm worried about my country.
Well, I think we all are. I can't say anything against what you said. I agree with every word in your commentary. It's been a really crazy week, and everything you said was, you know, right on point and all factual. It's impossible to disagree with it. You know, I'd just like to point out that aside from Twitter and Facebook censoring the New York Post and killing stories about Biden's corruption, they also have been doing the same thing to gun owners and gun rights and gun groups as well. Our reach has been significantly cut down. Our ability to reach our own supporters has been nullified by both Facebook and Twitter to a large extent. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, it's not just that the left is out to get our guns. They're out to get our speech about guns as well. And it's an all-out assault and attack on First Amendment as well as Second Amendment rights. And for that matter, rights to freedom of assembly as well, as you pointed out, with, you know, a lot of the people on the left, Antifa and others, attacking, you know, people on the right who are attending various rallies to support their freedoms. This is just absolutely disgusting. I mean, the country is coming unglued. It shows the totalitarian nature of our opponents. They don't just want our guns. They want all of our freedoms.
You know, Alan, what's interesting about it is, and you and I have discussed this philosophically, both on air and off air in the past, but you know my position well. I believe that social media and a 24-hour news cycle is the undoing of this country. It's allowing a fervent hatred to build. You know, I had this conversation with my dad a few, you know, weeks ago. We have it fairly regular. And he mentioned to me, he says, well, you know, the 60s were pretty turbulent, too. And I said, yeah, but the 60s didn't have this mass media instant gratification that we have today. Imagine if we had that in the 60s. Who knows what would have happened? We're experiencing now, and it's terrible.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I don't think it's so much mass media and social media. I think what it is people who are intellectually dishonest misusing it. Letting one side out. If you had really true journalists in the media who were fair and unbiased, and you really had social media that allowed us, that provided the platform for us to control our own thought patterns and our own words and deeds, it wouldn't be this way. What we have is we have bullies, we have misuse, we have people for power grabs, we have people trying to use their platforms and their microphones to push their own agendas rather than be fair and unbiased about it. And that's where the problem is, and that's what needs to really be called out.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And just the mere presence of it that allows it to happen when it's in the wrong hands. Because where we are today is you have Jack Dorsey at Twitter and you have Mark Zuckerberg, who on these massive platforms now that have outgrown, as I mentioned in my opening, their roots. They've outgrown their you know way to keep in touch with family. They're now editing content. I think you're going to see Section 230 drop. That's all already in the works. But these people have become the arbiters of the truth. Where does Twitter get off deciding that that's fake news when they went ahead and published everything there was about Trump unsubstantiated? It's just remarkable. Alan, with the short time that we have, I'm excited about this. I love this when it comes to the Second Amendment Foundation. When I get these reports from you, Second Amendment Foundation sues Pennsylvania over gun law discriminating against young adults. Can you tell us what's happening here?
Yeah, this one, we filed a suit against the state of Pennsylvania along with the Firearms Policy Coalition and some individual plaintiffs between the ages of 18 and 21. What happened in Pennsylvania is that the governor in January 2018, declared a state of emergency based off of the epidemic of heroin and opioids in the state. Then he put a second one in as well with regard to the COVID thing this year. Under a state of emergency in the state of Pennsylvania, what gets suspended is 18 to 20-year-olds are not allowed to carry firearms. So they can't apply for a permit. They're denied to carry a firearm. This just doesn't mean a concealed weapon. This means that they had an unloaded gun in a locked box that they were taking to the gun range, and they wanted to stop off to go to the bathroom someplace. or they wanted to stop off at a fast food place to get a hamburger or pick up a friend on the way to the gun range or, you know, or do anything else that was a legal activity with a firearm, including self-defense, they're prohibited from doing so. And they can be a misdemeanor punishment by more than a year or a felony. In both cases, they lose their gun rights forever in the state of Pennsylvania. And, of course, the heroin opiate epidemic and COVID has nothing to do with the rights, Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-olds. And so we filed this suit in Pennsylvania, and they've given us an opening to extend Second Amendment rights to 18 to 20-year-olds, where some courts have shut down their rights. Because in this case, we have such grievous circumstances that I think we have a great opening to run through and get a good court victory. So we filed this in federal court in the Western District of Pennsylvania. And again, it's like another week goes by and the Second Amendment Foundation files another suit to win firearms freedom, one lawsuit at a time.
One lawsuit at a time. And I see some of the commenters in here are life members, and we appreciate that. You know, you can join us and help at SAF.org, SAF.org. Sing it. Get it in your head. SAF.org and sing it in your head. It'll get stuck in your head. Join us at SAF.org. We'll take couch change, $15 a year for an annual membership, $150 for a life membership, or anything in between. There's no limit. You can please help us. These are, as Alan says, we're winning our firearms freedoms back one at a time, one lawsuit at a time. Alan, quickly, let's go to ACB. I understand there are some procedural moves the Democrats can use to delay, but it's inevitable. ACB will be voted on and she will be seated. Your thoughts?
Nothing is inevitable. If COVID were to strike, if three or four Republican senators, you know, couldn't be on the floor, our nomination could be upended. So don't take anything for granted yet. The Democrats play dirty politics, and anything they can do to try and upend things, they're going to do. That's why we've been running these TV spots on national television, our Second Amendment First Responders campaign. On national TV, next week will be the seventh week in a row. We've been on multiple networks, on Fox News, Fox Business, MSNBC, CNN, the Weather Channel, multiple other ones, the Heroes Channel, History Channel. We're like all over national television defending Second Amendment rights right now.
Alan, what can we do in this late stage of the game with ACB based on what you just said? Is there anything that you recommend listeners do to help this confirmation along? Phone calls worthy right now? Letters, emails? What do we need to do?
Letters may be a little too slow, but phone calls, emails, faxes to your U.S. senators or any U.S. senator you want to reach, go for it. Put the pressure on. Keep the pressure on. Likewise, if you want to get more involved with the Second Amendment Foundation in our First Amendment, Second Amendment First Responders, just text PROTECT2A to 474747. PROTECT2A to 474747.
I am going to continue to push that throughout the program today. You just heard Alan mention text 2A to 474747. Make sure to do that. Do that now. Do that during the upcoming break. Please don't do that while you're driving. Don't be one of those people, but be smart about it. Mr. Gottlieb, I want to thank you for being here. Always a wealth of information for even when we have you for short time. Thank you so much for everything that you do on behalf of all American gun owners and just freedom and America in general, because American gun owners represent that freedom. Thank you, sir. SAF.org. That's the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the founder of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. I'm a proud member of the CCRKBA, and I welcome you to join us, SAF.org. Back with Anna Paulina Luna running against Charlie Crist in Florida's 13th right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. I love you, bud. I love you. I know you're probably tuned in up on KQAM. KQAM listeners up in Wichita, you got a great one there. And Andy Hoosier, he fills in for me when I'm out, and he's a great guest. And I love calling in when he's hosting my show because it's fun to do. That's how good he is. I love him to death. Andy Hoosier, thanks for that rejoin, bud. We appreciate it. Hey, guys, I hope you paid really careful attention to what Alan was saying. Every time he's on, he is a national treasure. He is such a wealth of information. Please make sure to join us in the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. The organization is truly fighting for our rights, regaining our firearms rights back one lawsuit at a time. And let me make this really clear. 85% of the case law won on behalf of firearms owners over the years has been won through the Second Amendment Foundation and their cases. Just incredible. The brilliant, genius mind of Alan knows exactly when to take a case and what not to take. God bless him for being out there. We need him. SAF.org. He is our ear to the White House. We have to make sure Donald Trump wins because we need that. We need that ear in the White House. Now, my next guest coming up, I love her. I met her at SHOT Show. In January of this year, my 20th shot to some degree. Unbelievable. I cannot believe it's been that long. But her name is Anna Paulina Luna. She is a strong independent leader. She earned her stripes by serving her country, not by serving herself. Raised by a single mom in Southern California, some low-income neighborhoods, she learned that she had to work hard and be independent to succeed. Anna joined the Air Force at age 19, earning the Air Force Achievement Medal. She spent a total of 6 years in the military, including 5 on active duty. She's a small business owner with a degree in biology, and she is running against one of the sleaziest politicians in the world. AM 860 in Tampa, AM 930, Sarasota, Pinellas County. You are all tuned in right now. Everybody across the country, but particularly you, because this district is the 13th and it covers Pinellas County. You are on Armed American Radio. We're going to introduce you again to Anna Paulina Luna. Anna, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me back on. I'm great.
I couldn't wait to get you back on here. You know, I knew when we first talked, you were running and it was a primary. And I mean, you shocked. I you didn't shock me, because I told you when you were running, you were going to win this thing. And here you are. You shocked everybody else. And you've got some issues with Twitter. I've got a lot of different places I want to go with you today. But tell us, where does the race stand right now? Pinellas County and Hillsborough and everybody down there, please pay careful attention to this. Where does the race stand today, Anna?
So as of right now, as long as I get my name out there, I actually have a 5-point higher favorability than Charlie does. So we are definitely about how many people I can get in front of before November 3rd. I will tell
Which
you
is
that
exactly
Charlie
why.
Actually. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I was going to tell you, you know, Charlie is absolutely refusing to debate me. And then ironically enough, he actually got caught yesterday. Yesterday he was basically supposed to do a panel with us and the NAACP, and he canceled due to quote unquote scheduling conflicts. And then come to find out, he was actually at a bar, and one of our friends actually rolled up on him and caught him at the bar. So he bailed to, you know, speak on issues of police brutality for lunch. So, you know, he's definitely the type of guy that I think, you know, he's just complacent and he doesn't really care about anyone, but we're very excited to get him out of office.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I am. And let me tell you why, because it's kind of personal for me. Anna, you know this about me, but I spent many, many years in Florida. I got married there, bought my first house there. Both of my kids were born in Tampa. I started my first business, my second business in Tampa, Florida. I know a little bit about Charlie Crist and the chameleon that he is. To listeners, let me explain a little bit who we're about who we're talking about, because Charlie Crist began his career as a Republican. He was in the Florida Senate from 93 to, I believe it was 99 or 2000. He ran successfully against Bob Graham, if you remember, for the U.S. Senate in 98. And then he went to, let me check the notes here, Florida Education Commissioner from 01 to 03. And all during this time, I was living in Tampa, Florida. He was a Florida Attorney General from 03 to 07. I left Florida in 05, and he was elected governor in 06. But he entered the Senate race as a Republican. He later switched because I guess little Marco Rubio scared him to death, and he wound up running as an independent. He changed his stripes again, and he ran as an independent. Today, Charlie Crist is a Democrat. He will do or say anything, in my estimation, to get the nod. And I'm thrilled that you are pushing him. And that's amazing, but not shocking to me what you just told us, Anna.
I mean, the fact is that right now, I mean, we just had it. So, you know, obviously growing up here, that the Tampa Bay Times is very biased towards Charlie. And ultimately, right, you know, because of this whole defund the police movement, there's been a lot of chaos, even in our own district, right, in St. Petersburg. And ultimately, Charlie's been nowhere to be found. Even during COVID, he wasn't out. He wasn't helping the community. But really what this is coming down to is Charlie supports Joe Biden. And he votes over 99% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. Well, the Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of 25 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, it's completely changed. It's been hijacked. And ultimately, for the first time since 1992, the Suncoast Benevolent Police Association and the Florida Police Benevolent Association ended up endorsing me against Charlie Crist. And that's been a long time. So we're very excited. We're very hopeful. I'm not getting complacent, though. I'm still knocking doors. And this is going to be a very, very tight race. But we're excited. We're hopeful. And we think that we're going to be winning.
Oh, I'm excited for you. I really am. I was thrilled to find out when I met you in Vegas in January, and you were kind enough to jump on the air with us, and your husband was there. It was just great to meet both of you. And when I found out the district that you were running in and running against Crist, I got to tell you, I was absolutely thrilled, because I'd love to see him go. I don't have any, you know, but let's face it, most people have a low respect quotient, if you will, for politicians in general. But when you've got a politician who will so readily switch gears just to be whatever he thinks somebody wants him to be so that he can get elected and run on the, you know, on the public dole, I have no respect for that at all. So I would love to see your attempt to unseat Charlie Crist be wildly, wildly successful. No question about that. And I'm not pulling any punches with that. I put this guy right up there with, you know, some of the worst of the worst. Northam in Virginia, I put him up there with him. I put him up with Murphy, Cuomo. I put him up with, pick a couple. The dirtiest, the sleaziest. It's just these guys, you got to get rid of him. Pinellas County, please. Please do the right thing and vote this guy out. Get a fresh face in there who will work on behalf of you, no doubt about it. Now, you've got some other issues here that I found over this past week. You probably didn't hear my opening monologue, but I was very hard. You know, we saw some remarkable things happen this week, and with Twitter censoring, which you know something about, mm-hmm. with Facebook censoring, yes. which we both know something about. We saw this going on around the country while we saw utter disdain for our Constitution in the ACB hearings and on and on and on. Quickly, what is happening with Twitter with you? Tell my listeners, then we, on the other side of the break, we'll talk about some current events to close out the hour.
So for a little bit, I've been obviously censored, I think like most conservatives, but really what we did is last week, right before, actually ironically, an hour before the whole Hunter Biden story dropped and then Twitter got caught basically censoring all of America, we actually filed a FEC complaint. And so we actually do think that we have a case that will be going to the Supreme Court. And ironically enough, the next day, the RNC actually ended up filing a similar claim, almost the exact verbiage as our claim against the FE or against Twitter. And so ultimately what it's going to be doing is, you know, censorship is obviously not okay, but what we're going to be getting them on is an illegal in-kind contribution from a corporation, which would be Twitter, to my opponent, Charlie Crist, and then ultimately the RNC is doing the same thing against the DNC with Joe Biden. So we do have a case. We have some incredible attorneys working on this. And what we think is that this case will actually be what not only changes the precedent for, you know, guidelines on fair platforms really on social media, because right now it's only written into law for radio, television, and and print. So we're very excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to take a break. Real quick, did you get the blue check mark yet?
No.
I will explain that. Listeners, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. If you heard my opening, you know what we're up against. Little things like this. We'll tell you about it when we come back from the break. And by the way, Charlie Crist, if you're listening in Pinellas, you are welcome on these airwaves to try to beat me up. Bring it on. You can reach me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I ain't hard to find. We'll be back with Anna Paulina Luna in just a moment. She's running for Florida's 13th down there in Pinellas. Hope you guys are listening. AM Tampa Bay 860, my home station. Love you guys. Back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. I am Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom here inside these Crossbreed Holster studios on this incredibly powerful Lead Slingers microphone. And all of this is being presented to nearly 250 radio stations, couple hundred plus digital cable stations, online platforms, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. If you want to watch us live, jump in. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. More about X later. And I'll tell you more about our sponsors in the next hour as well. Please make sure to visit armedamericanradio.org. We got a new website being built for you. The developers called me today, and we're not too far from the relaunch of the other new site we recently built for you. Things are happening fast. All right, guys. Here's the deal. Fred says, I'm in APL's district. I voted absentee ballot all GOP. My mail-in ballot was received and counted. I know a couple of you down there who have done that. I have personal friends down there that I spoke to just today. Anna Paulina Luna, welcome back. You're running in Florida's District 13. That's Pinellas County, which is, for those of you who might not know the state, that's, if you've been on vacation down there, that's Clearwater, Treasure Island, all the golf, beautiful golf beaches that you like to go to. Welcome back, Anna. It's great to have you here.
Glad to be back.
Okay, now let's. There's a story out right now, unmasking censorship. I don't know if you've seen this, but apparently Jack Dorsey's head's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and swelling because he just recently removed a top White House COVID advisor's tweet claiming it's misleading. So apparently Jack Dorsey gets to do anything he wants. Now, what they don't know is that they're going to wind up losing their 230 protections and all that. That's complicated. But I think you're seeing the very beginning of the breakup of these organizations. But Anna, let's go. Let's just not drill down. Let's go right to the surface. Something as simple as that little blue check mark. I'll never get one because of who I am, what I talk about, what they like and don't like. But you, on the other hand, were told by them that there was a parameter you had to meet before you got it. What happened? Tell us the story.
So basically, when you run for office and when you win your primary, so here's the ironic thing. I had a five-way primary, meaning that there was five other candidates running against me, right? Every single other candidate was verified on Twitter. And the reason why the verification is important is because not only does it make sure that people know that you're not a fraudulent account or they know that it's your official account, but when you are verified, meaning you get that blue check mark, it actually changes the engagement and the visibility. So it changes the algorithms of your actual profile. And what's happening now is not only are they looking at accounts like mine or yours, which, for, by the way, I'm running for, you know, federal Congress, which is a huge deal because they are now right. officially, basically, in our opinion, engaging in election meddling. And so a lot of people say, okay, well, it's just a blue check mark. No, it's not just that. We've had a lot of people now being scammed because there are profiles posing as me. I've had people say, oh, you know, we found a fraudulent account. Are you really making the statements from the campaign? So it is, in a sense, I mean, I know it's annoying, but at the end of the day, we can't even hit them on the First Amendment violation because they are protected under that Section 230. So what we are hitting them and what the RNC is hitting them on as well is the fact that they are making an illegal donation to another candidate. And so this is huge. I mean, it hasn't been done before, and we are hopeful, but at the end of the day, I mean, does big tech ultimately have power over people? Absolutely. And if we don't do something soon, what's going to end up happening is for future generations and future elections, they will be fixed. I mean, they are already pulling down information about Hunter Biden. They are suppressing all of that to the extreme. They are helping companies. And while I will say this, you know, companies like Google and Twitter and Facebook work with places like China. And so when you talk about what's happening with communist China, they're trying to do that here. This is not a tin hat theory. It's happening. And so ultimately, I'm not just fighting for the right and the sanctity of the election process, but I'm fighting for the American people and freedom of speech. And this is ultimately how we think that we'll be able to take them down.
I am so hopeful. I'm watching you. I've been paying very careful attention to this simply because people don't understand when you say, you know, they're making an in-kind contribution to another campaign. It's kind of like somebody who gets a credit card bill wiped out. Well, guess what? You feel good about that, right? Because they wiped out your bill. That's considered income that you have to pay tax on. Okay. So you've got to be able to look at this thing the way this is. When they're hurting you, they're helping him. They are actively involved in the campaign. They're suppressing your candidacy. For God's sakes, you are the Republican nominee down there, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Congress against the Democrat Charlie Crist. And it's just incredible where we are today. But I feel certain that you're going to prevail in all of this. I really, truly do. And God bless you. You know I'll do anything to help you. You need a voice out there, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to give you the airwaves. Next, let's talk guns. Because you've got guns all over your site. You are running pro-gun. You're in Florida, which is very pro-gun. Are the dynamics of the state changing at all down there relative to gun rights?
I don't think that the people have changed. I think that legislators that are taking money from Bloomberg's organizations and even George Soros' money, that's what's changing. That's what's influencing the legislation. So I've told people early on, you know, I'm not changing my stance. In fact, I have the probably best argument for why we need the Second Amendment. You know, at 9 years old, I had walked into an armed robbery. By the grace of God, I was not killed. By the time I was 16, I had actually been at Venice High School and there was a gang shooting on campus. And then when I joined the military at 19 and got stationed in Missouri, I had a home invasion. So I use the Second Amendment to defend myself. I also happen to be half Hispanic, which means I'm a minority woman. And so when I hear these, you know, white liberals telling me that I shouldn't have firearms and that guns are bad, I look at these people, yep. I'm like, you're nuts, because there's good people in bad neighborhoods. And guess what? 911 isn't always the fastest response. You need to be able to defend yourself. And ultimately, you know, here's the thing. The Second Amendment is even not about self-defense. It's about empowering people over government. So that's pretty much where I stand. It's a non-negotiable for me. And I've yet to have someone, you know, come up with a good argument as to why I should have a firearm.
they can't. It's impossible, because you just nailed it. You have a right to defend your life. And there's nothing they can say that will change that. And you know what? I really believe at heart, most Americans understand that. Even if they're not gun owners, they get that. There's the super partisan that don't care about anything other than a victory and control of other people. But you know what, Anna? Those people are always protected by somebody else's guns. Isn't that ironic? We see that every single day. Has every town and some of the other gun grabber groups been dumping a lot of money to Crist in an effort to keep you from winning that seat?
Chris was actually sitting on $3.1 million. We do know that he got money from George Soros. He also received a donation from one of the founders or board members of CARE. But I will tell you, you know, Chris is actually very lazy. He's not doing the door knocking. I think he last week went around and asked people if he could put his signs in their yards because they were just not excited about voting for him. And ultimately, remember, we're talking about Chain Gang Charlie. This is the same guy that essentially put black men in chains for political gain. And I always tell people, you know, that photo, if you Google him, Chain Gang Charlie, you know, in Decatur, Alabama in 1995, why did he take pictures with black men in chains? There were white prisoners as well, and he didn't do that. So this guy is really just not a good guy. And ultimately, you know, I am bringing the heat to him. I'm not going to, you know, give up. He doesn't get to just worm his way out of this. And I think that he's going to be in for a real surprise on November 3rd.
I'll tell you what, I'm praying for you. I know a lot of people down there are pulling for you. I know a lot of people who are voting for you personally that are friends of mine. Your attitude is spot on. And guess what? I'm going to make this prediction with you here because I think the Latino and black vote is going to break huge for Trump in the state of Florida. Trump is going to take Florida by a massive 4 to 6 points over where he was in the last election. And I think you're going to ride that coattail because guess what, everybody? Donald Trump supports and has endorsed Anna Paulina Luna. Anna, thank you. Can we bring you back on one more time before the election?
Absolutely. God bless and defend the second.
You better believe it. We'll talk to you later in the week and set something up. Anna Paulina Luna running for Congress down there to unseat Charlie Crist, hoping that she pulls this out. She defeated five people in that primary. She's awesome. All right, I'm going to be back here next. Ryan Hartwig's going to be coming up next. AWR Hawkins following him. And then a classic roundtable. Told you this was going to be a great hour, man. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this. Listen to the music and enjoy it.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.